Rodal walked down the line, sword over one shoulder.
Can't say I blame a man who'd put steel through Josha. He was a certain kind of son of a bitch, for sure. He was a cheap death, too. No children, no wife. No death pay for me to spend, eh?
Tivian held his breath as Voth's gaze passed over him and paused just for a moment before moving on. The ring was beginning to throw fits again, squeezing and burning and pinching. It wasn't about to let two others die for his deed.
Damn it, damn it, damn it.
Rodal stopped two-thirds through the line and pointed his blade at one of the younger bones. Tivian didn't remember his name, just the size of his ears and his creaky voice.
You! Step forward.
The boy fell to his knees.
Please come, sir! I didn't do it, I swear!
Rodal thrust his sword down through the boy's open mouth and into his chest cavity. The lad's arms and legs twitched for a moment, then he was still. Rodal put his foot in the boy's chest and pulled the sword free. The men nearby stepped back. The ring made Tivian wince so hard he actually cried out. He closed his eyes, trying to swallow the pain somehow. Rodal stepped in front of him.
Something you want to confess, Duchess?
No.
Step forward, then.
Begging your pardon, sir, but Duchess didn't kill nobody, sir. He couldn't have. He spent the whole battle curled up like a baby, like a little girl, sir.
Tivian looked at the stocky Delorean pig farmer with open-mouthed shock.
Hambone, shut the hell up!
Rodal turned toward Hambone.
Would you like to take his place, Bone?
Hambone was pale.
With respect, sir, I ain't no bone no more. Blotted today, see?
Rodal looked back at Adarian.
You were right, Ed. These boys have spunk, don't they? Ha!
He looked back at Hambone, and the smile dropped from his face.
Step forward and on your knees, Bone. Knees!
Hambone looked at Tivian, his eyes wide, mouth hanging open. He looked like a man about to drown. He stepped forward on wooden legs. He slowly sank to his knees.
Damn it all!
Tivian stepped between Hambone and Rodal.
It's me! I did it! I killed Drosha!
Hambone looked poleaxed.
What? You did no such thing. Duchess, don't be stupid.
Hambone, you insufferable dunce. Between the two of us, the stupid one is always you.
Rodal motioned Hambone up with the tip of his sword.
Back in ranks!
He pointed to a spot on the grass, a bit in front of the line of men, somewhere they could all see.
Kneel over there, Duchess. And be a man about it this time.